stateless state, just days after U.S.-made Israeli F-16s bombed homes and buildings in Gaza. Verbal bombs have been launched at the West Bank, Palestine's other half, for daring to go to the U.N. to try to gain a stepping stone to statehood. The Palestinian political representatives from the West Bank, including former PLO head Mahmoud Abbas, won the designation of a non-member state in the UN, the closest they've come to statehood since the Israeli occupation began in 1967. The United Nations voted 138 in support, 9 against, and some 40 states abstaining. The U.S. and Israeli political and media classes immediately damned the vote, claiming it was an impediment to the so-called peace process. In fact, it was the peace process that was all but dead, moribund, after decades of talks that strengthened Israel while leaving Palestinian lands broken, walled, and under a wave of repression that barely allows it to breathe. The UN vote showed how most of the world's nations couldn't bring themselves to vote against Palestinian efforts. Again, only 9 countries, the U.S., Israel, Canada, and islands like Micronesia, voted against the resolution. Despite the U.S.-Israeli downplaying of it, this was a political win for the Palestinians, even if their day-to-day life couldn't be more disastrous. But these are the perils of the occupation and the Lebensraum, German for land hunger, of the Zionist settler state. Over 60 years ago, shortly after Israel's founding, the independent and influential newspaper Haaretz wrote an editorial outlining why Israel was supported by the U.S. and other Western powers. The editorial read, "Therefore, strengthening Israel helps the Western powers to maintain equilibrium and stability in the Middle East. Israel is to be a watchdog. If for any reason the Western powers should sometimes prefer to close their eyes, Israel could be relied on to punish one or several neighboring states whose discourtesy toward the West went beyond the bounds of the permissible." These words were published in 1951. It's a new century and the same old plan. That's why the U.S. stood now almost alone against Palestine. From imprisoned nations, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.